shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott and Jared at the helm. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning.
What day is it today?
Today is Cherish and Antique Day.
Cherish and Antique, which Linda does every morning. Sometimes twice on Saturday.
You mean Cherish and Antique?
Yeah. Cherish an antique.
Does that mean, I guess any kind of antique could be a person?
Yeah, that's what
could
I mean.
Could be.
Cherish. Cherish me.
I know what cherish
means. Cherish mean.
Cherish you.
Cherish me.
But it also could be like a piece of furniture or an item or an object, although even furniture is an item and an object.
It's moving right on.
All right.
Move along here. Today is, of course, the 9th of April, and it's 7:06 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And Linda Bott has the weather.
Good morning, everybody. Currently 51 degrees outside. It's an absolutely beautiful morning. Driving down Placer today, it's just exquisite outside. We're going to have a 78, sunny day with 78 and overnight lows of 47. This weekend, sunny on Saturday with a high of 79. And Sunday calls for a sunny day again, 83. Monday calls for 85. And then we drop down a little over 10 degrees on Tuesday with the 77. But sunny and clear skies throughout the weekend. And the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, where they afford seniors and veteran discounts. 365-3793, located in Anderson, family-owned business. All right.
Okay.
We also have tickets we're going to be giving away this morning, but let's go to the phones first. We have Jim, our pet of the week, every Friday morning. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Linda. How are you doing?
From Haven Humane. What is happening? Who do you have to share with us today?
Today I'm sharing Isabella. She is a four-year-old American Bulldog mix. Really beautiful little girl. She is really sweet, but in her cage here, when you walk by, she doesn't present well. So I thought I'd highlight her here, so people might ask to see her outside of the kennel and see, you know, how she really is.
So you chose her because you feel like, okay, so she's 4 years old. Give us her, what's her color?
She is white and, like a blue brindle spot she has on her. It's really, really cute. Covering one of her eyes and like half of her face, she's got these really beautiful brindle spots, but mostly white.
Well, how big is she?
She's about 70 pounds.
Oh, okay. And when you say, do you know if she gets along well with other dogs or cats or children?
Yeah, she should be fine with kids. Here, she's done okay with dogs so far. Obviously, we have to do introductions and stuff before they go home and make sure that she gets along with the current pets in the home.
Mm-hmm.
And cats, I don't really have an indication yet how she'll do with cats. But a lot of the time, it's the cats that decide that.
Yeah, well, cats don't, you know, it's up to a cat how they get along with people, usually. She's 4 years old, so she's up for adoption. So how do people, if they're interested in taking a look at her, how can they see her?
Well, the best thing to do is give us a call and make an appointment at 241-1653, or visit our website, havenhumane.org, or on Facebook, facebook.com/havenhumane.
Have you had her out on a leash? Do you know how she handles that way?
Yeah, she's kind of a typical, when you first get her out, she pulls, but then settles down and goes for her walk. Out in the yard, she likes to play. She's picky about her toys. She really loves rope toys. You can show her some other toys, and she'll kind of just ignore you, but you show her a rope, and boy.
That's it, huh? Well, that's because, they have this pain thing where they can, you know, go back and forth and smack themselves in the head with it. So it kind of gives them double pleasure. It's, you know, shaking their heads and then getting smacked at the same time.
Yeah, smacking the nearest leg.
Hey, we miss you. When are you going to get back in here?
Oh, you know, I'm hoping in the next month or so we'll start going out in public again, depending on how these surges go.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, thanks a lot, Jim.
Yeah, of course. Okay. Thanks for having me, guys.
You bet. Okay. Now, we do have some tickets. We're going to give away tickets twice today.
Okay, we have tickets, and then I have some things to cover, too. I'm sure you do, too. This is for the Reading Sportsman's Expo. Hey, moving forward.
It's happening.
Going to – I expect you to mask, just so you know. I mean, some of these events are open, but they're masking, although it doesn't say that on the tickets here. But this is April 24th and 25th. This is at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Isn't Ted doing something with this? Isn't – okay.
I think he's got – he's going to be gone those days.
Saturday from 9 to 5 and Sunday from 9 to 4. This is April 24th and 25th, the Sportsman's Expo. This is. We're going to give you two tickets right now. Kids under 12 are free, but the admission is usually $77, and veterans are free on Sunday. So call right now, 605-4567. It's been a while since we've had the joy of giving away tickets to a public event. So give us a call. We'd love to have you come in and get those tickets. Okay. Anyway, I was reading today about, you know, how many people want to travel and
first caller.
And we first caller 605-4567 for the Sportsman's Expo. So anyway, I was I just wanted to share with you this morning, Carl. This is just I don't know. And I don't want it to be Debbie Downer, but so we talk about how we want to make plans and we want to take trips and we want to do these things. And, you know, you just sometimes you just have to kind of take a chance if you're going to take a chance. So can you imagine? So here, this is out of San Juan, Puerto Rico. It's about a volcano that's erupted on Caribbean St. Vincent, you know, and of all those islands, St. Thomas, they're all so close together. So basically, heavy ashfall was reported in communities around the volcano. More explosions could occur. 20,000 feet in the air, but the pandemic could hamper evacuation efforts.
So you're going on a vacation and a volcano erupts.
And
you know what? It may be, you may be thinking to yourself, you know, if you're from this region, car fire, another fire, COVID. Now, you know, Newsom. He's in the national natural disasters kind of thing.
Well, here's the
and
thing.
Then you go to Saint Kitt volcano.
Yeah.
Maybe this is a way. Maybe somewhere you've got to take a look at your past. Maybe even your parents' past and their parents' past to see why is all this happening to me? Why do I, when I go to St. Kitts, is there a volcano erupt?
Well, here's the deal. You and I, again, we go back to what this was when we have traveled during unrest. We traveled during ash. I remember when, what was the volcano, that erupted that was outside of Oregon and Seattle? What was that big?
Mount St. Helens.
Yeah. So we traveled and performed right after that. There was ash in the air. And then going to Africa and different places.
That we was you and the gold digger.
Yes, yeah, but I'm just saying that you did too. You sometimes with work, you had to travel always and be in the way of harm. But I mean, on a social level, did you ever just go and say, hey, I'm planning to go, whatever happens, happens? Because you can't control when a volcano or an earthquake or
if I didn't go places.
If
I let things like could be a volcano.
Yeah.
I mean, there could be a volcano at Lassen tomorrow or today. Or you could go, oh, could be an earthquake. Can't go there. Could be a forest fire. Can't go there. I don't think people live their lives like that. And, you know, I mean, they don't. Maybe some people do that they're so afraid of these things. But it's kind of like at a certain point you have to accept the fact that things happen. And when you accept that, then you can move forward. It's like, okay, as much as I hate to say it, it's kind of like COVID. All right, it's been a year. We realize the what causes, you know, how you can get sick. We realize what the death rates are. We realize how we can help, you know, help mitigate things. And, you know, we realize that then vaccines came. At some point, you can't stay in your house in a mask, you know, or if not
Yeah, you stay in shelter too long, I think you can get wiggy.
You can't do that. I mean, you've got to take, you got to take a chance. So your parents were ready to rock, what, 6 months, 4 or 5 months ago to go on a trip. And now they're planning on a trip. Hopefully it'll happen this summer. And it's not, you know, 90 and 88.
Yeah, and the trip keeps getting, because it's through an organization, keeps getting canceled. They keep moving it.
Keep moving it back. But see, at some point, and I think everybody here is at that level where it's time to move forward. You know, Red Bluff Roundup, Reading Rodeo.
That's right.
You know, they're starting to plan events at the Civic. They're starting, you know what? It's time. It's time to open the schools up. It's time to start moving forward here.
Let's talk about that when we get back. The Marine Corps Color Guard coming. We're going to do some more headlines, and we're going to announce the ticket winners, and plus give some more away here on KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. Hey, let's tell you about this special company.
Orchard Nutrition.
That's right.
Orchard Nutrition's been around since 1982, started by Joe Martino. Voted best of the North State 13 years in a row till they stopped even having that part of the best of the North State because Joe won it every year, and so he kind of like retired the belt. 100% certified organic produce. Why did he start this store? Because he was fighting cancer, and he was looking for organic food. He believed that organic, you know, a good diet could help in his battle, and it did, but he couldn't find anything, so he started his own store, and here we are. It's, you know, from 1982 till right now, Orchard Nutrition has thrived. It has been a mainstay of our community and still is. Not just 100% certified organic produce, but a large grocery selection. They have vitamins and supplements that with experts there in the aisle to help you and to talk to you about what you need. You know, you may be taking the wrong supplement. Well, they're there to help you like that. That's Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. 7:17 in the morning. We'll be right back.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR. Savings now at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Spring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash. Car wash coupons are a great gift or for your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash next to Dutch Bros at the corner of Market and Eureka Way, downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Creekside Pub and Grill is a fast and friendly casual eatery, open daily from 6 a.m. to 4 a.m. No matter what time of day or whether you're looking for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, you'll find a tempting selection of food and beverages at Creekside Pub and Grill inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Don't forget to stop by the coffee bar for your favorite coffee specialties and infused energy drinks. Skip the line, order your favorite eats and treats online at windriver.com and receive 10% off. Download the Wind River app.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Reading Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of cost, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Reading Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. Good morning, the 9th of April, 7:21 in the morning, about 44 degrees out there. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms, private, you know, locally owned, locally run, been in the business for 11 years, located on Larkspur, 2539 Larkspur, great selection of guns. Yeah, he's still getting guns in, still getting ammo in. And
you just have to make an appointment.
You know, or go down and call and then knock on the door, you know, things like this. It's, you know, things change down there all the time. Mm-hmm. But the thing that doesn't change is great customer service and great gunsmithing by John Bastiani. Give him a call at 222-8222. Bastiani Arms.
And congratulations, Bill. Jared, Bill, you won the two tickets for Sportsman's Warehouse. Sportsman's Expo.
Expo.
at the Civic, which is really cool. I'm so glad they're reopening.
We're going to be giving more. We're going to be giving
more. We're
giving
more away in this
hour. Giving more away this hour.
Yeah.
Okay, Prince Philip.
Prince Philip, I believe he
passed
was...
away, 99 years old, the longest serving consort of the in royalty. Now, they're not husbands or wives, they're consorts. That's what they are, they're the spouses. 73 years he was married to Queen Elizabeth. 73 years. Now, you watched that series, The Queen,
mm-hmm.
right? And Prince Philip kind of had it tough there for a while. I mean, if you're going to believe these things. But I can conceive that here you are. You're a strong-willed man. You are, a veteran of wars and things. And you're married to the Queen of England. And you now have to take a step back.
Well, this is a statement from David Cameron. He showed true dedication to our country with unstinting service stretching back to his courageous naval duty in the Second World War. He has been a huge part of the national life since long before most of us were born. He leaves an incredible legacy, having supported so many British charities, institutions, and good causes, not least pioneering his very own Duke of Edinburgh Award scheme, which millions of young people have participated in and benefited from all over the world since 1956. So just
wow.
1921, yeah. Born 1921.
Why do you think it is that so many people, are we still all, what do they call them, Anglophiles? Where people just love England. And, I mean, not on the sense of even understanding what's happening in the country, but just, oh, they're English. Oh, listen to those accents. The,
is, do you have something like when you see these, you know, series or stuff like that, and it's on English royalty or just England, do you enjoy those?
Yes, I do. I love watching The Crown. I love watching anything that has to do with somebody who has to rule a kingdom and, set a precedence in a kingdom. It takes an incredible, just an incredible person, I think, as going back to, you know, former Queen Elizabeth, but this one is has been amazing with her years of service and how she what she did during the World War II. And you know, I think that really was very gripping for England and London in those days to have been bombed on a regular basis. In fact, one day I had a guy on the radio in my, when I was doing On the Spot with Linda Bott, who was from this era, and he was British, and he was a child that had gone through what it was to be bombed. And you just never knew if you were going to be alive from second to second.
Well,
and to live like that and to have lived through that with the bombing and the family and children and the bricks falling apart.
For a period of time, it's bound to have had an effect on anybody.
Long-lasting, life-lasting.
Yeah, and especially when you're a child because you're really helpless. It's one thing to happen to you when you're an adult and you've got maybe more coping mechanisms there. But, you know, unless your parents were really able to take care of that. But,
well, rest in peace, Prince Philip, Duke of Edinburgh.
You know what? He got in a car wreck like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And what was it they said? We are not happy.
Yeah. Well,
we are not pleased.
Definitely one of the statements said he was his own man. You could tell there was deep love infection between the two of them, you know?
Well, you know, 73
yeah.
years.
Long.
That's a long time.
My parents are going on 68.
68 now. Well, you can look at
years of marriage.
Look at that. Your dad's almost 90 and he grabs your mom's butt. You know, I hate to say that out loud.
Don't
but no,
say
he,
that.
He still goes by and pats her. Oh, come on. You know what? It's kind of like, oh my God. You know,
that's a family thing. You don't talk about that over the air.
Sure you do. I mean, 90 and 88. And kids.
Still
kids,
got the
get a room.
Still
get
got a twinkle.
Get a room. So.
You do say that, by the way.
Yeah, I do that.
By the way.
Okay. I want to talk about Joe Biden and the Second Amendment, but I don't have time.
Boy.
We're going to do an early break.
Okay.
Because Joe Biden, anybody that uses this, okay, anybody that says this and, you know, and says that no amendment to the Constitution is absolute. He said that. And when he says that, at the same time, he's trying to pull your rights away under the Second Amendment. Does that mean the First Amendment also? And how about the Fourth Amendment? How about, you know, about freedom of religion, which they've already curtailed because of COVID. But what about that? In Canada, they actually put a fence around a church because they were having a service. So they fenced off the church from the public. That's in Canada. I would hate to see something like that happen here. I don't think it would happen here. That would be one of those things where I just would, you know what? I think that would be the time that I would pick up a pair of fence cutters and go for it. And I would invite my friends to come with me. Let's cut that fence down. Yeah, you know, that's just, you know, it's just totally wrong. But anyway, we're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank, who are good people. They don't do things like that. They wouldn't put a fence around your
church. You know why? Because, listen, I can understand why you feel that way, especially since you and so many of the people you serve with for 33 years died for the rights of this country. Died
yeah.
for the rights of this country.
And I just, you know, I pray that, and I do, and I think about it, and we talk, is that the country we fought for, you know, or the ideals. The country is always there. The ideals. What this country had become and what it was. You know, no, it wasn't perfect. It's, you know, it's still kind of a work in progress as always. But it's changing. And now you're starting to see people who don't want to be in the military, who don't want to be in law enforcement, who don't want to do these things because it's not, you know, it's the, you know, you are being taken advantage of. You're being in the law enforcement. You're hated because you're wearing blue. That's all. Nothing about you as a person, but if you're a police officer, there's something wrong with you. So, you know, those things, those little chickens are going to come back to roost here, and probably not too long. But I was talking about Cornerstone, which is a great place. And we had three branches up here, around here, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way, 1845 California Street in the heart of downtown Redding, and of course in the Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue, the main branch. Now, this is a locally owned bank. This is a community bank. A local board of directors. Everything in this bank is to help people move their dreams forward in our community. Cornerstone Community Bank. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back, 7:30 in the morning here on the 9th of April.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 25% on the new Sleep Number 360 C4 Smart Bed with any adjustable base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, this is Dr. Maria Salas, owner of HealthWise Chiropractic. I'm here to invite you to our second Twin Powers Health Fair, Saturday, May 1st, at HealthWise Chiropractic in Reading. Our vendors will be indoors and outdoors, from nutrition, skincare and makeup, to massage, energy work, and handcrafts, and so much more. We see you, we hear you, we know people are craving community and togetherness. This is how we can help. Join us Saturday, May 1st, for the Twin Powers Health Fair at HealthWise Chiropractic at 405 South Street. See you there.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM.
Trip me right up.
60 AM, your talk radio with Linda Bot and sometimes Carl Bot. Phone line 0605-4567. Good morning, everybody. It's 52 degrees out here and 7:34 in the morning on the 9th of April, and Linda has something she wants to do.
Well, yeah, and then I mean, it just kind of goes right into our sponsor. But first, I want to start with Yosemite National Park will require advanced reservations for day visitors during the peak summer season to limit the number of visitors and allow social distancing amid the pandemic. So under the new rules, advance reservations will be required for day use visitors who enter Yosemite from May 21st to September 30th. So you have to go on the park's website, make reservations, and also in this particular article, it talks about the number of visitors will be from 5 to 90%, depending on what levels of COVID-19 are found in Mariposa County, on the park's western edge. So just realize that if you're going to go and think, we're just going to drive through Yosemite, nope. Not until you make reservations.
But they're still getting like 5,700 cars a day going through there.
That was the general amount of that goes in daily in the past.
Craftmaster windshield repair.
That's where I was going to lead to right there. That if something happened and you were on a road somewhere, or your gravel jumps up and grabs and hits your windshield, Jeff at Craftmaster will. He knows the ins and outs of proper windshield. In fact, I have a girlfriend here that was driving on the freeway and got a chip. She goes between L.A. and here. And she called him, and he got her right in because she had to go turn around and go back to L.A. And so Jeff got her in on Friday and fixed her windshield with a crack and or a chip. And I think he's just a fantastic guy, a locally owned business. Take your cracks and your chips to Crackmaster. Located on Market.
3208 South Market. That's a big street.
Yeah.
And give them a call at 241-8373.
Just remember the name, Crackmaster.
Crackmaster. Windshield repair. Okay.
See, I did it a little bit different. I wanted to talk about Yosemite.
You do it different.
And then go right into Crackmaster because I think the two kind of could correlate with the road trip.
Why is it if when a man and a woman discuss something that the man who is down here at the, you know, we're at the type of level where it's kind of like, you know, you arch an eye. Why is it that women go straight to the samurai swords and try to cut you in places?
Why
do you think that is?
Survival.
Why do you think that is?
Survival.
Where women ramp up so fast.
I don't know.
Even in a friendly, humorous way.
I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. Why do you think that is?
Why do you think that?
Why do you think Joe Biden
exactly.
is trying to take away our guns?
That's what I was just going to go
into.
You know
what? Joe Biden actually said these words when he announced a slate of gun control measures. No amendment to the Constitution is absolute. From the very beginning, you couldn't own any weapon you wanted to own. From the very beginning, the Second Amendment existed. Certain people weren't allowed to have weapons. So that is just bizarre to suggest that some of the things we're recommending are contrary to the Constitution. The things that you are, Joe, you want to take away ghost guns where people can put them together. And you make it sound like you can just buy the whole thing and put it together. And it's probably, at least in California, it's 80%. And you still have to do literally drill holes, fit the upper and lower receiver together, make sure they work. You've got to put the whole, you've got to put in the trigger system, the trigger assembly in, you've got to put in the recoil system. I mean, all of it. Is it rocket science? No. But it's not like you can just put it together like that. But that's, you know, what he wants to do is do away with ghost guns. And essentially the way you do that is like California has done, is if you're going to put a gun together, fine, put a serial number on it. And you can put as many as you want on it, but you've still got to have a serial number on it. The other thing that he did, the pistols with the hand stocks on them, which he wants to do away with those because they're very concealable and all this. Well, they're not really that concealable, but okay. And what this is the brace. They're doing it to stop. The other one to propose within 60 days a rule on braces used for handguns, which make them more accurate, to propose action on community violence intervention. He's calling this a health crisis, the shootings. Now, any shooting is horrible. It is. However, comma, the vast, vast, vast majority of the people out there that own guns are not involved in this. And the people who are involved in this, thousands of shootings in the big cities, and if you take out the big cities, those rates of murder and everything else goes down, are felons. They shouldn't have guns anyway. What happens to if you use a gun and commission a crime? You just go, you tack on another 10 years onto the sentence. We did that. And then they said, that's not really fair. Well, why? If you want to take away guns from criminals and a criminal uses a gun, then why don't you put them in jail for that? And why don't you extend that? The other thing he talked about is wanting to do away with the protection for the gun companies. There was a law passed to protect gun manufacturers. And the reason this would is because protect them from being sued by people who said their guns were being used illegally. Not that the gun company sold it to the person, because they don't. They sell them, they sell them to shops. Sportsman's Warehouse, Bastiani, Jones Ford, Old West, they buy the guns. And then somebody buys the guns from them. And then say they're used in a crime. Well, they were letting people sue the gun company because your guns were used. And Joe Biden, and he says it, and it's a lie. He said, they're not being held responsible for anything, defects or anything in it. That's absolutely not true. If you buy a gun that's defective and it injures you, of course you can sell. Of course you can sue the company. It's a defective product. It's like if you buy a Ford and the wheels fall off it, not that they ever would, but if they fell off it and you were injured because they had put the front wheel assembly together wrong, then you can sue them. Right. But can you sue Crown Motors because they sell a car to somebody who then gets drunk and he kills a family in a drunken car, while he's DUI? Who do you sell that? I mean, do you sue Crown Motors for that? Do you sue Ford for that? No, you don't. And this is the kind of protection that he wants to strip away from the gun company. So what does this mean? So this can mean, and if you don't think they'll do it, you are so naive and probably on a pacifier at this time, that they will have an organized assault on the companies with lawsuits, and the companies will have to defend themselves at each case, and this will cost them millions and millions of dollars. And when that happens, eventually what they're trying to do is shut down the gun manufacturers. There you go. And once they do that, then you're not going to have guns. But we can't take your guns away from them because of that pesky Second Amendment, which really is not absolute, but then let's go after the guns themselves so that, you can buy any gun you want. Oh, sorry, there's no gun companies out there. That is what Biden is doing. That is what Biden and his cohorts are doing. They want to take away your right to have a firearm. What do you need? Why do you need a semi-automatic rifle? I don't know, Joe. Why do you need a teleprompter in front of you for everything you say? I don't know. Why do you need depends? I'm not sure. But why do you need that? Where did that come from? It doesn't say that in the Second Amendment. It doesn't say the government, we'll just pick and choose. I think really since it was meant when it was written back in the 1700s that we should just have muskets. That's not what it says. And no standard capacity magazines, Joe. What you need to do is take a look at the video where the police officer, the sheriff's deputy, shot this guy 12 times because he couldn't stop him. It wasn't until the 12th shot. Now, you're limited, okay? So now I've got to reload. There are, and the difference between a 12-round, 18-round magazine and a 10-round is a second. And maybe a second and a half to reload it. That's right. So, trying to restrict how many rounds in it is ridiculous. To take away the most popular sporting rifle in America, is ridiculous. And how would they do it? Are they going to come to your door? Well, they haven't touched on that one yet. Oh, we'll have this big buyback. Really? Even in Australia, I'm sorry, New Zealand, where they outlawed, they just skipped any types of regulations. They just outlawed any semi-automatic rifles. And they did their little buyback with it. Then they still believe there's like a million firearms still out there because they didn't have them registered. They went after the registered ones. Well, these, we don't know that they've had them. That's right. And then see, if you do away with the ability to not have to register every firearm you have, because a national registry means then they can come to your house when the red, with them, and they get a red flag law and say, we've got you down here for 10 guns. Where are the other four? Well, where are the other four? Okay, Nick, you're going to have to wait to the other side. We're going to take a quick break here. But, you know, my friends, here it is. They're going to go after that. He said he would. But, the, you know, one of the main reasons he's rolling this out right now is the border, because he has got so many problems on the border. We're spending $60 million a week down there trying to take care of the children. They're having children coming across that border. They're trying to find new places. This is Biden's way of refocusing your what's happening in the news to this gun thing and getting people all excited about that. But you cannot lose your focus on the border. It's like Tom Snook at breakfast when everybody's talking. He looks up and he goes, oh, those new lights in the chandelier. And it changed the whole breakfast conversation from whatever it was. It's the old chandelier.
Diversion.
It's the diversion. It's the chandelier, you know, caper. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. It's just an outstanding place. It is the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. A watchmaker, watch repair man in there. They can do anything for your watches. Not only that, but they can design, help you design and build your own fabulous piece of jewelry that nobody else has anything like. Great selection of estate jewelry, everything you can imagine. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. We'll be right back. 746, 52 degrees up there.
Creekside Pub and Grill is a fast and friendly casual eatery, open daily from 6 a.m. to 4 a.m. No matter what time of day or whether you're looking for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, you'll find a tempting selection of food and beverages at Creekside Pub and Grill inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Don't forget to stop by the coffee bar for your favorite coffee specialties and infused energy drinks. Skip the line, order your favorite eats and treats online at windriver.com and receive 10% off. Download the Wind River app.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. And you may qualify to get the 26% federal tax credit. At Powerhouse Solar, we are an elite dealer for SunPower, and we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels. A lot of people don't realize they have options now. You can get the SunPower SunVault battery and solar with financing. So keeping the lights on when the grid goes down is easier than ever. And the entire system is backed by their 25-year warranty. Powerhouse Solar can design a system for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com. Again, call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit us online at powerhousesolar.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Don't let them take your guns. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Phone lines here 605-4567. Linda's dancing. I'm sorry. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 7:51 in the morning, 52 degrees out there. And let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I want to read something to you, and then I want to get back to the gun conversation you're having. On April 6th, North Las Vegas Mayor John Lee announced he is no longer associated with the Democratic Party. He switched to the Republicans. The mayor explained, in the Democratic Party of Nevada, they had an election recently for leadership, and 4 out of 5 people were card-carrying members of the Socialist Party. Isn't that something?
That is weird.
And, you know, I read a book, Blackballed by History, by Joe McCarthy. And, you know, everybody's got a dirty taste in their mouth about Joe McCarthy, and he was proven right about every accusation and every person he pointed out as being a communist. That's just something to think about. Now, getting back to the guns, you say the 12th shot stopped that guy that the police officer was shooting?
Yep.
Well, what happened to the other 11 shots? Did he hit him?
Hit him. He was shooting from, like, I mean, it was pretty graphic. The fact is he did hit him with every shot.
And what was he shooting?
It looked, it was obviously at least a 9. It could have been a 40 caliber. But it was at least a 9.
I have not seen,
and if he was shooting personal protection ammunition, this guy just soaked it up.
I cannot say
that every round hit him, but he was shooting from so close that it would have been, I mean, the guy was no more than 4 feet away from him. I mean, it wasn't like 4 yards.
What was the guy doing? Was he charging him?
He had hit him with a stick and kept coming at him, waving this sharp, you know, after he broke the stick on the policeman. He came at him with it, and the policeman was retreating the whole time, saying, stop, 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 and then he finally
started
shooting.
This happened about a month ago.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw
that video of that. It didn't appear to me that he shot him 12 times.
I counted it. I thought, because when we teach people to defend themselves, you defend yourself till the threat is no longer there. And what if the threat is two? What if it's two threats? And when you start talking about, you know, limiting the amount of ammunition you can put in your pistol, you know, that you come up on cases like this where a trained officer shooting from close range shot 12 times.
Well, it just seems to me that maybe they better start shooting something with a little bit of knockdown power. I look at those 9mm bullets, and they look like a .22 short to me.
Yeah, no, they've gone through FBI training. In fact, the FBI, the Secret Service, U.S. Marshals have all gone back to the 9mm from the .40 because of the ammunition is more than adequate to knock somebody down.
Thank you, Nick.
Oh, I got one more question.
We're good. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. What is it, Nick?
What did the Obama administration do with the 2 billion hollow point rifle bullets they bought?
I have no idea.
Bye.
You know what I find interesting?
What?
That I'm just going to say out loud that annoys me.
Me?
No, is when people call in and say they're going to comment on, they're going to comment about guns, and they have to slide in some little book they read about McCarthyism and how he was point on. I don't know. That just, that, you know, there, and by the way, I read something, this is not on point.
Well,
and that bothers me because, you know, you can't agree with, you can't even argue, you know, you just got to, you don't have to believe it. No, but I mean, it was just like, it's a matter of fact, like, and then let's go on to the, without even a breath, or what do you think about that? There was just right on to, you know, this is how people slide in their opinion to make it fact.
Well, it is an opinion. No, it's an opinion show. This whole show is an opinion show.
Well, I want to talk about, listen,
ice cream. Why don't you talk about ice cream?
I think that the McCarthy era really crippled and brought down a lot of people's lives. It ruined a lot of people's lives, caused suicide, and maybe you were pondering what was happening with the American ideal. Maybe you were just questioning and you happen to go to a meeting and try to see how other people think, and then all of a sudden your name is attached to something and you were brought down in a little black book.
You were blacklisted.
Yeah.
You know what I really liked? I really liked the way this Hollywood turned on themselves. Yeah. Turned on their friends. I loved it. Which is they're such shallow, superfluous people
anyway. Except for Kirk Douglas. Thank you.
Well, not all of them did.
When he did Spartacus, he put that name down at the bottom of the list and of who wrote
the... Okay, people don't know what you're... He brought back one of the blacklisted.
Yeah.
Okay. What about Dolly? Let's get to Dolly.
She never is political.
No,
never.
And when they try to get her into it, she backs off. Okay.
She doesn't back off. She does the chandelier thing. She does the comment about the chandelier. So anyway, she's come
did
out.
Did that change those chandeliers?
Well, no. She just she has a collaboration that she's done. And, of course, you know, a woman who's prolific and never stops. She has she does a book club where she donates children to free books for children under 5, and it's a big mission of hers. So she has a new ice cream that she's just created called Jenny's Splendid Ice Cream. 75-year-old singer. This is what I'm talking about. She's 75 and is still creating strawberry pretzel pie. A throwback to the triple-decker pie from Potlucks of her youth, which I think is really cool. The brand first announced its collaboration with Parton in March and revealed that the ice cream would benefit Imagination Library, the singer's book gifting program, which offers free books to hold to kids 5 years old.
Okay.
I think that's sweet.
Well,
somebody
doing
positive in the world.
Well, she's done more than that. She paid, I think she paid for college for her graduating class from one of those small schools up around Pigeon Forge.
Because she can.
You don't hear anything, and isn't this interesting? You don't hear anything negative about Dolly Parton. You've met her. I mean, not like you had dinner with her or anything, but you've met her. And what does she smell like? You remember?
I don't remember.
Did she wear perfume?
You know what? I'm not really sure in that moment. I know that she was doing a backstage, you know, VIP, and the drummer that I used to work in Nashville was playing with her, and it was probably one of the most spiritual shows I've ever seen in my life. I cried and cried. She was amazing. She took a picture with me, and then when I took off, she said, "No, come back here. That wasn't a good one. Let's do another one." That's the kind of person she is. And she has a wardrobe to rehearse in, as well as a wardrobe to perform in.
Mm-hmm.
So when she leaves her bus, she's always in Dolly attire.
She's always
She's very prolific and she's very giving.
But what I understand is that she travels in an RV with her husband, and when she has the wig off, that she she can mix with people, mm-hmm. Sunglasses and stuff, because people don't they're looking for Dolly. I mean, it seems to me still that you would probably recognize Dolly mm-hmm. Parton, because she is so famous. She is distinctive. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break. Hopefully, I don't know if Red Bluff Roundup showing up or not. I got a couple of phone calls yesterday that they're having things that they may not be here today. But if they're not, then we're going to go open line. We'll be right back.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Attaching a price tag to the border crisis.
It appears President Biden's policy is costing taxpayers $60 million a week to operate shelters for illegal teenagers and children pouring across the border. Data uncovered by the Washington Post indicates that massive number is set to rise significantly over the coming months.
Correspondent Ken Lorman, a record 19,000 unaccompanied minors were apprehended last month alone. That's double the number detained in February and is just part of the total number of border crossings. Neither President Biden nor Vice President Harris, who was put in charge of dealing with the illegal alien surge, actually visited the border. Governor Greg Abbott says maybe time for Texas to adopt legislation declaring itself a Second Amendment sanctuary state. The governor raised the idea on Twitter after President Biden announced a series of executive orders on gun control that critics are denouncing as a gun grab. And Tennessee, the latest state to revise its gun laws.
The new law allows most people 21 and older to carry a handgun, either openly or concealed, without first clearing a background check and training. Governor Bill Lee signed the measure into law, tweeting, "It shouldn't be hard for law-abiding Tennesseans to exercise their Second Amendment rights." The Republican is up for re-election next year.
Correspondent Ben Thomas. His life spanned close to a century of European history. Britain's Prince Philip, the husband of Queen Elizabeth II, has died. Buckingham Palace announcing the passing of the Duke of Edinburgh this morning. He was 99 years old. Another spike in the energy costs pushed wholesale prices up by 1% last month. Checking Wall Street now, stocks are mixed. The Dow is up 90 points, while the NASDAQ trading 25 points lower, the S&P 5 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3388 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3388. Enjoy!
The Philippines says it may seek help from the U.S. to protect its interests in the South China Sea amid an escalating territorial dispute with China. This after China's Navy chased off a Philippine vessel that was within the Philippines' internationally recognized waters. The BBC's Howard Johnson in Manila.
This is all part of a war of words that's been going on now for 3 weeks. This is the latest episode. What happened was ABS-CBN were on this civilian ship when they were approaching a place called Ayungan Shoal. They were going there to visit Philippine military who are based there. But when they approached, they were chased away by these Chinese Navy catamarans. Missile capable, they're called shipwreckers. And these are very fast catamarans, and they were pushed away from the area.
The United States says it would stand by the Philippines amid the ongoing dispute with China. News and analysis at townhall.com. Or California counties opening COVID vaccines to younger adults a week ahead of the state schedule.
At the same time, California public health officials are warning of decreases in supply because of a national reduction of the one-shot Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The state received about 2.4 million doses this week, but it expects 2 million next week and 1.9 million doses the week after. Santa Clara County and Fresno County are the latest to open up vaccinations to everyone 16 and up.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Southwest Airlines bringing back more than 2,700 flight attendants who took leaves of absence last year. It's the latest sign the industry feels confident that travel is rebounding after being hammered over the past year by the coronavirus pandemic. A Southwest spokesman says flight attendants will be recalled effective the 1st of June. And on Wall Street, the Dow up 81 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, of course, is the 9th of April, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community courage. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Jared's at the helm and Linda is with me here.
Good morning. It's going to be 78 degrees today, sunny with overnight clears of 47. Saturday calls for a high of 79. Sunday calls for sunny with a high of 83. And Monday calls for 85. Tuesday will drop about 12 degrees and have around 77. But clear skies for the rest of the week. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. And we are so excited to have our Susan Eastman back on the morning show. She is with Stifel, and she is a vice president of investments at her new company, Stifel. And I'm very excited to have you. What is happening in the market?
Good morning, Carl, and good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are starting out mixed this morning. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 88 points at 33,592. The S&P 500 is positive 2 points at 4,099, and the NASDAQ Composite is losing 22 points at 33,807. Active stocks this morning, GE up 2 cents, trading at 13.47. Carnival Cruise Lines positive 43 cents at 28.99, and Pfizer up 70 cents, trading at $36.66. For local stocks of interest, FedEx down $1.33 at $283.11, AT&T down a nickel, trading at $29.96, and Merchants Bank of Commerce up 5 cents at $13.05. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced to yield 1.65%. And over to commodities, gold is down $11 an ounce, trading at $1,746, silver off 21 cents at $25.28 per ounce, and crude oil is off 44 cents, trading at $59 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President, Investments, Stifel, member SIPC and NYSC for KCNR.
Thank you so much, Susan.
Yay, we got it out the first time. Yay.
And you can give Susan a phone call at 244-7199. Or go to Eastman at Stifel. Now, here's how you spell it. STIFEL.com. That's Eastman.
Eastman S at STIFEL.com.
There you go. Susan Eastman. Thank you so much. We're so happy
Thank
to have you.
You
back on board. Congratulations.
Thank
You're
you
doing
so
great
much.
Things.
Have a great week.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. You know, on the chat room, I had a comment, and it kind of like, Mr. Bott, thanks for sharing your real feelings. Another piece to the puzzle revealed. I'm pretty much open, so I'm not sure what that piece was. But if we've got like 11 years of archives, you can go back to the first show and hear me. I wonder, what I'm thinking about, maybe I should go back through there and listen to, kind of skip through it and listen and see if I've changed. It could be. I know I've changed my mind on certain things.
Like what?
I think that I have been too harsh at times with certain groups, and that the further, the more I get into the community and the further away from combat tours, I find myself mellowing on some things. You know, things that haven't changed is I really don't care what people, I've never really cared what people thought.
Do you know that?
That I don't know or something. You know, people get all offended by, like, at Facebook. And I don't get offended because I don't know those people. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, they could be, a low-life rat turd someplace, in the writing. Well, so why would I even care?
Well, do you feel that...
People get angry anyway.
Do you feel that that certain people who followed you from your maybe an extreme or leanings or...
I don't know if I was ever extreme.
Well, you had certain leanings or have had certain leanings.
Maybe
and do you feel that when people approach you now or you don't see it the same way or maybe you've softened a hard line, do you notice that maybe friendships have shifted?
No. No, not really. Because I like to think that the friends I have, that we don't have to agree on everything. I've had people say things to me which I found, unforgivable. That's their ideas. It doesn't mean I have to agree with them. And people say, don't you condemn this person? No, I don't condemn a person. Because how do you condemn a person? You can condemn their actions. You know, maybe there's one facet of their personality that just sucks. You know, maybe they, for whatever it is. But to condemn them as a person means that there's nothing about them that's good. And, they could be a great father or a great mother. They could be, they take care of their employees and all. I mean, there's so many facets to a person. How can you condemn a person as opposed to the actions that you don't like? So, I guess that when I look at people, I kind of look at it like that. I grew up in dangerous places, and I'm surrounded by people that are very, very harsh. I'm talking about not at home, but when I got into the military, they're very harsh. They will kill, they will blow things up. Male or female here, they would do that. And you are used to living in an environment where you could die. And your whole life is wanting to keep your people alive, complete your mission. And if that means the destruction and killing your enemy or wounding your enemy, that's your life. When I see people on Facebook saying things, it's kind of like, unless you've kind of like coming from their background. See, I don't know what their background is. Maybe they've had an extremely harsh life. I don't know. I don't care. But it just seems like, like Dr. Doug Craig and I are going to have a show. And we're working it up now, and it's going to be called Point. I don't know what we're going to call it, Point, Counterpoint, whatever. But we'll pick some subject out there, and we'll discuss it from both sides. Where is the common ground in this? Where is the spot that people can say, okay, you know what, we can agree on this? But the other thing about it is to be able to go back and forth without name calling, without saying bad things about somebody, not questioning if their parents are married or all these things you see.
If you're
lost this, and it's because of Facebook. It's because of the media.
Or if you're a patriot, a patriotic person, when people start to question you because of maybe a bill you don't pass or you don't want to get behind or a certain elected figure or something that's going on, all of a sudden you're not patriotic. And I have taken great offense to that this year. And you're asking me why I'm so, why are you so bitey this morning? I just want to have a peaceful existence. I want to see the good in the world and not just, like, live to rattle people's cages. That is, I mean, if that's what people think this show is...
It's not that.
No, this is a community morning show. People are driving to work with their kids. It's all inclusive.
And that's what we try.
And some people have fallen off. Because they should be able to feel free to call in, just like Nick did. But I have every right to say, why do you have to insert something? We're talking about, Carl was talking about the guns, and then he has to go into McCarthyism, and it's like, I didn't have a chance to just tell him that that makes my stomach turn. I have my right to do that, too. But I think that we should cover all things in this beautiful community. All things. Nellie, you want to talk about the rodeos?
I do, but we're getting ready to take a break. And so I'm going to give away two more tickets to the Sportsman's Expo, which is April 24th and 25th here. These are free tickets that we're giving away. They're not free. It cost you money. But if you call in here at 605-4567, we will give you two more tickets to the Sportsman's Expo. It's going to be on the April 24th or 25th. These tickets are good for either day. We're getting ready to have that expo. You know, that expo is going to be great down there. And if you don't get tickets here and you're a veteran, you get in free on Sunday. Veterans get in free on Sundays. That would be the 25th. So give us a call, 605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Maxwell Insurance and Financial is just an incredible place to do business with. Judy established this in 1993 and has been helping veterans, families, seniors, business owners ever since. She's divided her company's all under one roof, but it's insurance and finance, you know, so you're not working with the same people on each one. These are experts in their own field. If you're looking for a second opinion on retirement plans or 401, give Judy a call. Free review and evaluation of those plans. Make sure that you've got enough money to last because we're all living longer. Give her a call at 221-0441. We'll be right back.
Yes! Here comes Amos! Amos Moses was a Cajun. He lived by himself in the swamp. They hunted alligator for a living. They just knock them in the head with a stump. The Louisiana law gonna get you, Amos. It ain't legal hunting alligator down in the swamp, boy. Now everybody blamed his old man for making him mean as a snake. When Amos Moses was a boy, his daddy would use him for alligator bait.
In the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
So amazing.
His legs were way too long and he was awkward as could be.
Welcome back to Creep Eye Radio in Dolly Land. We're in Dolly Land today.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the show. Here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567. Somebody asked, why am I being, I don't know if you mean being loud on the air or, you know, and being quiet, but I can tell you what, I choked this morning. I choked this morning.
So, Jared, our levels
toast.
Are pretty even in there,
yeah,
right?
I love it. It's just me.
So, I mean,
and I choked. I mean, I was almost on all fours today getting ready to, you know, trying to get a piece of toast out of my throat. Anyway, and so if I sound a little bit lower today, that's me. Hey, it's the 9th of April. It's Friday. Finally.
I can't even believe it's
finally.
April 9th.
Oh, my gosh. You know, yesterday, I know, guys, take it easy on me when I say this. You know, when I say that, oh, at the end of the show, oh, no, another grueling 2 hours you know, of work finished. Yeah, you know, it. Yesterday, because we have people gone during this time frame, I was in here yesterday for over 12 hours.
You were here till 5 o'clock.
No, easy. It was 6 o'clock because the show had started at 6, and I'm still in there trying to put the logs in. And it just, you know, things happen like that. And I can't wait till Monday when the whole crew is back again so I can have my frivolous 2 hours and then hang around till noon and then, you know, find something to do. But it's a, anyway, hey, yeah.
We're gearing up because we have the rodeo.
There's so many, yeah, the rodeo.
And it's interesting with the Red Bluff Roundup.
The Red Bluff Roundup.
They were scheduled to be on this morning.
But you know what?
It's a double-edged sword.
It is. And we were going to be like the only, station we were going to be on in their, and, as all rodeos. Now, when Reading Rodeo shows up, that we've got a whole scheme of things mm-hmm. set up with the Reading Rodeo and they're all on board. But it, you know, because of all the COVID restrictions,
yes.
they can only sell so many tickets. They're going to go out there. They're going to do it. I mean, Red Bluff Roundup, people, this is one of the premier, you know, premier rodeos. You know, I like the Red Bluff Roundup.
So do I.
And,
love it.
But, you know, I like that, and I love the Reading Rodeo. See, there's a difference there. The Reading Rodeo is going to have the United States Mounted Marine Corps Mounted Color Guards
well,
going to be back.
Well, they'll come on in,
oh,
for
they,
sure.
They, you know, they don't miss our rodeo. They love it here in Reading. You know, they love the people. It's just, they love the rodeo. These guys have to pick and choose the places they go to.
I know, and I want to ask, I'm going to ask them, and I want to know if you know, because recently when I was with a group of girlfriends, they were talking about the Mustang program and that they saw the movie about the prisoners and the Mustangs and how it's a reform program. And when the prisoners, they pick out the Mustangs, wild Mustangs, and they, I don't want to say break, but you know, they train them, and then all of, and then the Marine Corps, color guard will get their horses from this program. Well, my girlfriend just recently said, Carl, that they've canceled this program. They've canceled that program with the prisons, so I don't know if it's true or not, but I want to know.
They canceled the program? You mean the one that that did the Mustang training?
Yes, that's what I was just saying.
I know that, but I'm talking. But see, there's several of these in different places.
Okay, well then the one that she maybe had recently saw in a theater or last year saw in a theater before COVID started in a place that they were visiting. And I said, "Oh my God, I love that!" And it says, "We'll find out."
We've seen a documentary doing it, but I would hate to think that they would do that. And anyway, but what happens is as you said, they break the Mustangs for the
they train them.
They do the basics because after you know that you can ride them in this, but then they bring the horses down and they have their own trainer there that works with them. And then they train the horses to be able to be in parades and to be able to take on things that happen, of explosions and people running around out in front of them, the whole thing, which isn't easy, but it works, whatever they're doing, for the way that they can perform.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know, we're having also this a month to collect denim.
Okay, Denim Day, Denim Drive. That's going to be April 1st to the 28th, and you can hashtag Denim Day. This flyer says, please donate new and gently used denim clothes to the Shasta County District Attorney's Office. Wear jeans to show your support for survivors of sexual violence. So they are going to be collecting April 28th.
No, they're going to be collecting all month, and on April 28th is when everybody will wear jeans
show
your support.
It. Okay.
So go on down to the district attorney's office, take your old denims in there or new denim, and so that to support those people of domestic violence. Okay.
So, Jared, we had a winner for the tickets.
He's already got them.
We did. It was Lane.
For both. Okay, so do you have the tickets in there, or is this another set?
That's another set.
Oh, okay. So let's do that as well.
Give another set
out. Okay, give us a call at 605-4567. You too can go to the Reading Sportsman's Expo, which is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be there. Veterans are free on Sunday, but we just love this particular show. So give us a call, 605-4567.
New airline service here in Reading. Yeah, it's called Avelo. And it's going to be new air service between Reading and Burbank. And we've got a question here. It was announced Thursday using a new mainline U.S. carrier called Avelo Airlines. Now, this was founded by the former Allegiant Airlines president, Andrew Levy. Now, our grandkids have flown on this because we put them on the flight, and then I rode with them down to New Mexico, handed them off in the airport, turned around, and caught the flight back, literally, back to
That was Avelo?
No, that was Allegiant.
Allegiant.
And
okay.
this is the guy that has founded Avelo. And what it is, I mean, we talk about no frills. It makes Southwest Airlines look like you're flying first class. Now, I'm not saying it's bad, but when you go in that, your job, you know, they put you in, I mean, it's safe, and don't misunderstand it. They're safe, they're professional. But, you know, you pay for your luggage like you do in every other one. It's just no frills. You sit down, you fly, you know, got their attendants.
That's
you
fine.
Fly there, you get off. You know what? Frankly, I had no problem with that. But here, they're going to be starting probably in May, and they've got an introductory one-way fare starting at $19 on all routes through at least June 19th. So you can fly to Burbank, and this is service goes from Reading to Burbank, and then from Burbank you can fly to other places,
well,
I assume. But
Burbank used to be my choice of airport to fly into.
Why did you want to go to Burbank?
Well, I lived in Studio City.
Oh.
So Studio City, the valley was just an easy access. You just go up Vineland, you get to the Burbank Airport. It's small, like it's kind of, well, it'd take Reading Airport and just double it or triple it. It's a small airport, easy access, get in and get out. And you can fly into Burbank, rent a car, or have somebody pick you up, and before you know it, you're over down, and you can be to the beach, you can be in, you know, in Hollywood, you can be down in all of those areas. Just go over Coldwater Canyon and there you
are. First time you ever rode my motorcycle is when I picked you up at the Burbank Airport. And we went across the Grapevine on a Friday afternoon, and that's when I introduced you to lane splitting, riding a motorcycle. Anyway, more about this is that they're featuring a 189-seat Boeing 737 to fly. It's going to have, the airline said, will initially fly 11 nonstop routes between Burbank and markets across the western U.S.
You want to hear the markets?
What are they?
Well, it says the initially service a collection of beautiful and relaxing destinations that are currently unserved from Burbank. Arcata, Eureka, Bend, Redmond, Oregon, Bozeman, Montana, Eugene, Oregon, Medford, Oregon. A lot of times you can get great flights out of Medford internationally. So some people will be going from Reading to Medford, I'm sure. Pasco, Washington, Phoenix, which would be great for us. We can go from Phoenix to see the kids. Ogden, Utah, and Santa Rosa. So this is great, guys.
So and what you do is you get down to and right now it's $19 on all routes. You might want to take a look at that.
First check bag is $10. Carry on overhead bag is an additional $35. So look at your additional.
Oh, wait a minute. For carry on bag?
Yep. For a carry on overhead bag.
So what they want you to do is
check it on.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Priority boarding is $10 and pet. In the cabin is $95.
Yeah.
If you want to travel with your pet, you might get a flight for $19, but it's be $95 for the dog.
You know,
or the parrot.
Don't get me started on flying with animals.
Well, so, there are people who must do that.
My favorite one was the story where the guy brought in his 85-pound dog that attacked the passenger next to him.
Oh, no.
Not once, not twice, but attacked him the third time. And they were trying to drag him off this guy. You know what? You could just hear the, you know, cha-ching, 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 every time that dog bit him again. And, I mean, it wasn't nice. I shouldn't laugh about it. But this is my service dog. It's an 85-pound, you know, dog that bites people. It's not a service dog. This portion of the show brought to you by... That is so silly. It's brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, that's not silly. Shasta Regional Medical Center is one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They also receive 4 out of 5 stars in successfully and specifically targeted areas such as heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, surgical complications, or, you know, which means they don't have a lot of surgical complications, heart failure, stroke, and hip and knee replacement. They've got the Da Vinci surgical robotic system, less pain, less intrusion, reduced risk, faster recovery times. All of this is at Shasta Regional Medical Center, and they're just good people, too. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts there. We'll be right back.
Of the best musicians and performers specializing in a complete journey concert production. Join us Saturday, May 1st at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Journey Unauthorized. Absolute Journey live in the event center. Do not miss your chance to see Journey Unauthorized in concert with limited seating in the Wind River Resort and Casino event center. Saturday, May 1st. For details, call 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. Be 21 North. All Wind River safety protocols must be followed.
Meet Stella the Seahorse and her companions in Washed Ashore, Art to Save the Sea, now on display at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Delightful and shocking, this indoor-outdoor exhibition highlights the perils of plastic pollution. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Creekside Pub & Grill is a fast and friendly casual eatery, open daily from 6 a.m. to 4 a.m. No matter what time of day or whether you're looking for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, you'll find a tempting selection of food and beverages at Creekside Pub & Grill inside Wind River Resort & Casino. Don't forget to stop by the coffee bar for your favorite coffee specialties and infused energy drinks. Skip the line, order your favorite eats and treats online at windriver.com and receive 10% off. Download the Wind River app.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
The Turtle Bay Spring Plant Sale has been extended. You can now enjoy discounts at the nursery all April long. We grow California native and climate acclimated plants from around the world, primed to grow strong and healthy right in your own backyard. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
9.9 million Americans misused prescription drugs, with most of the prescription drugs coming from family and friends, often from medicine cabinets.
The National Prescription Drug Take-Back Day addresses this serious public health and safety issue.
Clean out your medicine cabinets and bring your unused, outdated, and unwanted prescription drugs
to the Reading City Hall, Saturday, April 24th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. For info, call 241-5958 or visit chemicalpeople.org.
March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month, and there is no better time to get screened than right now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Back Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 9th of April, 8:36 in the morning. It's Friday, and it's 54 degrees out there today. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Been in the business for decades. It's a better-known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. The only place I've ever had my hair cut in Reading. They work on appointments, 244-9478. It's a great place to get a haircut. It's man's last stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. Hey, on this day in history.
Well, Lee surrenders. Let's talk about this. It would be useless and therefore cruel, Robert E. Lee remarked on the morning of April 9th. 1865. This is brought to us, Jared brought this in. Thank you, Jared.
Stay in history.
To provoke the further effusion of blood, and I have arranged to meet with General Grant with a view to surrender.
And it happened this day at Appomattox Courthouse, which is, you can still go visit that if you're back in Virginia. When you look at this, 750,000 people died.
Jeez.
You averaged like 500 deaths per day. An approximate percentage of the American population that died during the Civil War was 2.5%. And the number of Americans lost, if it was died in war today, would be 7 million, you know, if you're going by that percentage. Number of Northerners mobilized to fight, 2 million. Number of Southerners mobilized to fight, 880,000. Estimated percentage of Civil War dead who were never identified, 40-plus percent.
Wow.
According to this, in the weeks following, other Confederate forces surrendered, and Confederate President Jefferson Davis was captured on April 14, 1865, just over 4 years after the bombardment of Fort Sumter that triggered the fighting. President Abraham Lincoln became one of more than 1 million Civil War casualties, including more than 600,000 dead, and the bloody fighting that began in the cornfields of Manassas, Virginia, in July 1861, finally came to a close.
You know, the two out of three of Civil War deaths occurred from disease rather than battle. The other thing, too, is, you know, they were firing rifled barrels, which mean they were much more accurate, and firing like a 50 caliber projectile, and would hit a leg or an arm. It would shatter it, and they had no way of fixing that, so they amputated immediately on something like that. That's why he had so many amputations. But they said the average death rate for all Civil War soldiers was 1 in 5. Number of African-American soldiers that served in the Civil War, 180,000. Ratio of Confederate deaths to Union deaths, 3 to 1. And see, ratio of African-American Civil War soldiers who died of disease than those that died on the battlefield, 9 to 1. And see, number of Civil War Union corpses found in the South through a federal reinterment program from 1866 to 1869, 100,000 plus.
Here, this is very poignant. After the surrender, former soldiers slowly returned home. One young Southerner despaired of seeing her husband again when he returned up in Richmond, ragged but recognizable, remembering the difficult years during and after the war. Remember that. There's always the after experience. She summoned up her experience in this wonderful thing I'd like to just read for our listeners, and I think it's wonderful. We had nothing on which to begin life over again, but we were young and strong and began it cheerily enough. We are prosperous now. Little grandchildren cluster about us and listen with interest to grandpapa's and grandmama's tales of the days when they fought and bled and died together. They can't understand how much nice people as the Yankees and ourselves ever could have fought each other. It doesn't seem reasonable, says Nellie, who is engaged to a gentleman from Boston, where she is sent to cultivate her musical talents, but where she applied herself to other matters. It doesn't seem reasonable, Grandmama, when you could just as easily have settled in all comfortably without any fighting. How glad I am. I wasn't living then. How thankful I am that Old Glory floats over the North and South now.
Well, you know, during the Civil War, you know, of course, the Civil War is the one that caused the deaths of the most American soldiers, but it was fought, you know, on American soil, Americans fighting each other. At Gettysburg, nearly 51,000 American souls were lost that day. And I think it was in Antietam, they said you could walk across the battlefield on the bodies of the dead. Walk across the battlefield on the bodies of the dead. I know that when they were attacking in Fredericksburg, Virginia, up Mayor's Hill, that the Union soldiers were literally putting their names and their wills and attaching them to their packs on their backs so they could be identified, because they knew it was going to be that rough a fight. Ron, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You know, I got something to add to the why I would like to have a semi-automatic rifle.
Okay.
You know, Japan never did attack the mainland of the United States. They bombed Hawaii. But Admiral Yamamoto had been to school in the U.S., and he knew that the people were armed, and they would fight, and they would take his troops out. So they chose not to attack the mainland. And the reason I'd like to have an automatic rifle, I want to have the same type of a rifle in my hands or my possession as what's coming at me. So that's kind of where I would like to have a semi-automatic rifle, like an AR-15 or AK-47 or just some of the deer rifles or semi-automatics. And, you know, England, when they've gotten rid of their guns, and they weren't armed, and when their German neighbors were across the English Channel and were about to come over to England, you know, that it was written in the NRA that American citizens sent their own personal weapons over to England so the citizens could be able to protect themselves if the Germans did come across. And of course they didn't, because we sent our B-17s, our B-24 Liberators, our Mustangs over and helped England take Germany out. So anyhow, that's just my little comment. So anyhow, thank you for your show.
Well, thank you.
Thanks, Rod. You know, I think that when people read the Second Amendment, and it says that your rights should be unabridged, and I hear this spurious argument that, well, they were talking about muskets. No, they were talking about state-of-the-art military firearms back then. And if state-of-the-art military firearms was a muzzle loader, however, at that time, they also had ones that could fire more than one shot. They could, you know, revolving barrels and all this. But it said it was to be armed. And they were using the latest up-to-date weapons, firearms. So when they say that, that's what it meant. Well, that would be like saying the First Amendment meant, gee, that's only for hand-printed newspapers. Hand-printed newspapers has nothing, you know, the Internet wasn't back there. So, see, that argument is so completely wrong, but you still hear it today. And you can't say, well, the Internet's okay, but having a semi-automatic rifle, that's not what they meant. That's not what they meant. You don't know what they meant. But it seems pretty clear there, when you read it, that the right of Americans to have firearms is unabridged. That's what it says. There's already, as we've pointed out, and we've gotten into it, that we already have a lot of things that step on our Second Amendment. You can only buy this kind of gun in California. It's got to go through this background check. Oh, you can't have this kind of gun because it's too dangerous. When indeed, it's not the rifles, if you look at the percentages, is dangerous. More people are killed by clubs than they are long guns in the United States. So, I mean, so it's all some kind of control thing that we all know. It's all about control. We're going to take a quick break. And Linda, what's the weather look like here for the rest of the week?
Well, we're going to have sunny with a high of 78, overnight lows of 47. We'll give more of a detail when we come back to these breaks with our sponsors. We've got some fun facts coming up at the last segment of the show. This is Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 96.5 FM 1460 AM. Your talk radio will be right back.
Tired of listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 25% on the new Sleep Number 360 C4 smart bed with any adjustable base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most. And their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living.
One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for the outdoors, with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Axe throwing, Euro bungee. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $7 admission, 12 and under are free. Sunday, we honor our veterans with free admission all day. For CDC social distancing and masks recommended. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 24th and 5th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Jefferson State Adventure Hub, Crown Motors, and Reading Yamaha and Sea-Doo.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Yep.
Wow, the chat pack's really going at it this morning, aren't they?
Yeah, well, you know.
I guess I'm getting crucified.
No, you're not. No, you're not. Not at all. People, here's the thing. Good morning. Welcome back to our last segment here, Free Fire Radio. People, as we get older, as things change, you know, people change. Everybody changes. Some people become less tolerant. Some people become more tolerant. The bottom line on this is that, everything that we have that's made this country is based on that Constitution and those amendments that make us free. Now, people address, you know, and if we as a nation, and I'm not talking right or left, but us as a nation, because, you know, where people say, well, you know, you don't need to do that. We're going to take away your freedom of speech because I own this platform, you know, i.e. Facebook and Twitter. Those are two really, really powerful companies mm-hmm. there that have a lot, have a huge impact. Yet there is nothing, and they get tax breaks and take money and all this. The thing about it is, because they have morphed into this huge, extremely powerful organizations, shouldn't there be oversight on this? If you remember when the steel companies under President Teddy Roosevelt were setting the prices, they were, you know, they were running it, Roosevelt busted them up. He busted their monopolies. Is it a time, even though these are private companies built from the brilliance of these people, and they were brilliant, and they are brilliant, but now things have morphed. Should they be broken into smaller companies like they did Ma Bell? Ma Bell got broken into, you know, Southeast Bell and then Western Bell and all these. But what I'm pushing for there is, no matter which side you're on, everybody should be fighting to protect that Constitution mm-hmm. and to protect those amendments. Because just because a very, very, very small percentage, smaller than even that, you know, have abused this, or they have used, you know, firearms in a totally horrible way, doesn't mean that you take away the firearms, like they do in New Zealand, in Australia, in England, in other places. They don't have in their constitution the right to bear arms. It's not in their constitution. It's in ours. So, you know, the whole thing is, but the amount of anger and angst out there is, we all wise up, one of them says, to the far left and left eventually. And you know what? And that's true. You know what they said, you know, if you were not a liberal at age 20, you had no heart. And if you weren't a conservative by age 40, you had no brain. So, yeah. I think that was Churchill who said that. Anyway, let's just move on. You've got some other facts.
Well, you know what? I kind of find it interesting. We talked about the airline earlier today and that it was a no-frills airline that's leaving direct from, it's going to be flying out of Reading into Burbank. It's just kind of a couple things, you know, because there's a bunch of people with allergies right now. But there are two facts that I wanted to just share with our listeners this morning. Did you know that you could lose up to 30% of your taste buds during your flight?
How do you do that?
Well, it says that it might explain why airplane food gets such a bad reputation. The elevation in the airplane can have a detrimental effect on your ability to taste things, according to a 2010 study conducted by Germany's Fraunhofer Institute for Building Physics. The dryness experienced at a high elevation as well as low pressure reduces the sensitivity of a person's taste buds to sweet and salty foods by about 30%. Add that dry cabin air affects our ability to smell and our ability to taste is reduced further.
Wow.
All right.
So there's a reason that it... Okay.
Yeah, I just think it's very interesting.
I had no idea.
Okay, here's another one. Just, you know, bear with me. Your nostrils work one at a time.
I don't believe that.
According to this, when we breathe in and out our nose during the day, one nostril does most of the work at a time, with the duty switching every several hours. This nasal cycle is dictated by the same autonomic nervous system that regulates heart rate, digestion, and other unconscious bodily functions, and is the reason why when our nose gets stuffed up, it does so one nostril at a time.
Okay, now how much money was spent on that study to tell you that one nostril works, you know, for a while and the other nostril works on the other, and when you get stuffed up, it's only one at a time?
Well,
that's not true. I've been stuffed. I've had both sides stuffed up.
Well, that's when it's really hard. That's when you start to get the... right?
If you say so. Okay. All right. Hey, did you see the...
Did you know the M's and M&M's, what they stand for?
No.
Mars and Murray.
Murray.
Yep.
I can understand Mars candy.
That would be Forrest Mars and Bruce Murray, the two businessmen who created the candy-coated chocolate.
M&M. Okay.
Don't you want to leave the defrauding with those facts?
Well, here's this fact. Tiger Woods. Now they're starting to release things about him. And you know what? And the guy was severely injured. The guy was, you know, and there's, you know, they're saying, well, he's treated differently. No, he wasn't treated differently than anybody. They're still having, if anything, Tiger Woods, you know, if I have a car wreck and I break my leg and I do the exact same car wreck, I would be treated completely different than Tiger Woods. There wouldn't be 1,000 people there asking, oh, give us the exact details of the wreck and we want to know what this is. Oh, you found an unmarked pill bottle. Oh, my God. You know what I mean? At what point do we leave them alone? I mean, what point do we leave people alone? I want to be left alone. Nah, no, I don't. I like it. You know, we've been doing this for Honey Boo Boo takes extra sugar on flights to spice up her food. Thanks, Nick.
Thank you.
Now
that, Nick, I like.
Don't sneak anything else in, Nick. Just give us the facts. Okay, everybody. Hey, look, have a great weekend. It's there's a lot of things going on. Things are starting to open up. with the, you know, we've been going out on the river trail on a regular basis. It is so nice out there. Things, you know, and now that the, you know, the fact is that there are going to be more things happening, more things opening up. You know, we've had it. Everybody has just about had it. And we've got some real big events coming up, you know, with the Reading Rodeo's coming up. It's, you know, this is one of the, you know, the prestige ones anyway. It's going to be on May 15th. From what, you know, the parade's still happening. They're going to have the pancake breakfast right down the street from us right here. We'll be doing a remote from right there. You know, the point is that it's time. It's time to start living openly again. Oh, you got to wear those masks. You know, I go into stores now. And, you know, I go with the national statistics. There's like 70% of the people aren't wearing masks now. It's, you know, I'll go into a store and I'll see, you know, where it used to be everybody's masked up. Now it's a lot less, and probably because some people, you know, most people, a lot of people, let me change all those words around. A lot of people have been vaccinated. Did you get vaccinated yet?
I got my first shot 2 weeks ago. Next Friday.
And everybody can get vaccinated. Now, if you choose to get vaccinated, or some people don't want to get vaccinated, that's absolutely fine with me. It's your body. I don't care. I choose to be vaccinated because I kind of been vaccinated my whole life. And so many times I just can't even, I'm still not even sure what they put in me at times. Well, in the military. So I have no problem with it. But the point is it's time to get out. Start enjoying life.
Absolutely. And you know what, this weekend, you know, just do a random act of kindness. Just say thank you to somebody or express gratitude. We need more of that as we are springing forward with this, you know, we need newness. And let's try to think of, like, what's coming out. Is it a negative? Is it helping? Is it nutritional? Is it helping someone to grow? You know, you can have debate. It's important to have debate, you know, help people to grow, but do it in a way with respect and tolerance. That's all I would say. You know, we're just really happy to be on the planet during this time, and we will get through all of everything that we're getting through just like we have in the past.